Hi, you arrived. We've been waiting for you. Please come in. Here's a couple of drinks, so feel free to drink anything you like. Check out the lobby or have a sit for a couple of minutes. We'll be calling you soon, okay? Okay, we're all set. Now, before we start the tour, there are a couple of rules you must follow. First, you must not speak unless you're instructed to do so, okay? Yeah, sorry, it's the rules. Second, there are certain things you must not touch. And rule number three, the most important one, you must keep this place private. No one else must know the location, who we are, or what we do. There will be severe consequences if you fail to follow this simple rule, okay? Now that we've got that covered, grab my hand and follow me to a room. That's where all the fun begins. All right. So please remove all clothing and lay down on this bed right here. You look quite surprised. I'm sorry, I can't really explain why we need you, you know, naked. But, you know, it's a room. Isabel will be here shortly, so just lay down and relax. I see you're all ready. Good. That pleases me. I expect you to know the rules by now and obey them. What you see here is what I call my love palace. As you can see, I have many toys that bring a lot of pain, a lot of agony. Would you like me to demonstrate? No? Oh, I thought so. Don't worry. Not today. But I also have toys that are meant for lovemaking, seduction, control, and just pure pleasure for both you and myself. And those are the ones we will be using today. But before I pull those fun toys out, I want you to put on these opened front latex shorts. I want that cock of yours exposed. And besides, I figured latex suits you. And what a better place than in my palace. There's leather here, there. There's leather everywhere. And the lighting is just perfect, don't you think? Look at you laying down. Your throbbing cock can hardly wait. Are you aroused, Is my voice making you hard? It tends to make boys like you come so hard. Would you like to hear this voice moan, Oh, I bet you do. You will soon. I stand in front of you, and then I walk around you. As my left hand runs over your body. Are you wondering what's beneath my silky black robe? Would you like to take it off? Not yet. First, I need you to give up control. I need you to trust me. Do you trust me? Relax now, boy. Stretch out your arms and legs. I want you bound and unable to move. I'm going to put on these restraints I like to call toys on your wrists and ankles. But I do need you to trust me. Everything's going to be okay. Good. Now you're ready. I take off my robe, revealing my sexy lingerie. My toned legs covered in fishnet stockings. With black leather heels and a dark red gothic-like corset that wraps around my hourglass figure. You like what you see? I bet you do. I crawl on top of you and whisper in your ear. I am Isabel, your new mistress, your new love, your new addiction. The whole world, as you know, will change forever. My eyes look deep into yours. I see the fear in your eyes, the confusion on what you got yourself into. But I assure you that this place is like no other. I know you came in here thinking this was a kinky museum, a place to talk about fetishes and fantasies, but I must be completely honest with you. All that is actually a lie. This is not a museum. This is my palace, boy. It is where I bring in my selected boys and have some fun with them. I like to hunt them down on forums and bring them here with lies. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You are just the perfect boy to do it to. You know, there's only a few who have been here, so consider yourself lucky. Soon you will know why. I crawl off from you and walk towards the door and open it. And guess what? A lovely brunette steps inside. She's carrying massage oil and walks towards you. She too runs her left hand over your body as you feel more relaxed, confident, and safe. You notice that she's wearing the exact same outfit as mine. This is Stacy. She's a new girl, and she's here to make you feel good and relaxed. She pours massage oil on her hands and starts caressing your feet, all the way to your knees. You start feeling all the tenseness and pressure finally leaving you as she massages your legs so very gently. There you go, Stacy. You're doing a great job. We want him stress-free and confident by the time you finish. Keep working those hands. She then moves from your legs and feet to your upper body. You feel her gentle hands over your chest and her fingernails lightly scratching. Enjoy this moment. Feel the relaxation as it finally sets up a complete comfort zone like no other. That's it. Good boy. You feel Stacy's hands stroking your hair as you close your eyes in complete surrender and pleasure. Enjoy this feeling. You've done well, Stacy. I'm very pleased. I walk towards her and place my hand over hers. You can leave now, Stacy. With a smile on her face, Stacy leaves the room. You enjoyed that, didn't you? I knew I could count on Stacy. You are now free. No more fear, confusion, no more worry. You're in good hands. You're in my hands now. Just remain calm and enjoy what's coming. You see a very familiar face now joining us. I believe you've already met my very good friend, Eve. She welcomed you when you got here. Did she treat you well? It's her job to treat our visitors with care when they arrive. Are you enjoying this, sweetheart? I'm here to please you now. As you see Eve lowering herself down between your legs, you try to move your left arm towards her. But it is then that you realize you are still bound and unable to move. Relax and enjoy. Let me do all the work. You feel your cock entering Eve's mouth very slowly, sucking the very tip of your cock. I love your cock. Now, this is going to be quite a challenge. I'm going to suck you off for a while, but you must not come. Not in my mouth, not anywhere, okay? I'm sorry, it's the rule, sweetheart. So if you feel like coming, you have the right to say stop. That is the only word you're allowed to say for now, okay? Great, you made it. That was fun. I really hope to suck your cock again, and hopefully you'll be able to come in my mouth next time. So until then, it was great serving you today. Isabel, he's all yours.
Isn't she a great cocksucker? Now I will release you from these restraints that might have been bothering you all this time, and I will give you your reward. Remember when I told you that my voice has made a lot of men come? Well, that's because they make me moan in great pleasure with their amazing cocks. I might be a dom, but I love my visitors. My men, my followers. I love giving pleasure much more than receiving. Strange for a dom to be saying these things, isn't it? Well, I'm different from most of them. That's what makes both me and you so special. You deserve just as much pleasure as me. And I will make sure you never forget this day together. I crawl on top of you once again. As I pull down my panties and stare deep into your eyes, yours locked with mine with complete hunger and arousal. My lips touch your neck, and you feel my tongue run across it. I run my tongue across it a few times, and you finally feel my gentle You moan in pleasure as our arousal grows harder and our lips finally meet in a passionate kiss. Our bodies glued to one another. Oh, I thrust into you. As I guide you to explore my body with your delicate hands. We are both lost in the heat of passion. Moans and groans fill the room as we come closer and closer to orgasm. My hands tie you down to the bed. As I thrust harder and faster into your cock.
God. Yes.
Oh. Yes. That's it. Thrust your cock deep into me. Let's come together.
Good boy.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
I enjoyed our time here together, and I really hope to see you here again soon. So be on the lookout, because you will never know where I will come from and what I will do to you if you find me. You see me waving goodbye and leaving the room as Eve enters. Hello again. Did you have a good time? Take your time to fix yourself up, okay? The shower is this way, so feel free to shower if you want to. Just leave the room once you're done, please. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.